Every year on May 15th, Palestinians around the world remember Nakba, or the catastrophe. The day, in 1948, Israel was created in Palestine. This year in Gaza, Al Jazeera 2 marks the one-year anniversary of the Israeli bombing of a building housing its offices on the same date. That attack came as part of an 11-day battle in Gaza between Israeli forces and Palestinian groups. It was the bloodiest conflict since 2014.
We were 30 apartments and 50 offices. We were forcibly displaced in a single night. Our hopes were high after we heard of the donors' funding for the reconstruction, but months passed and nothing has been implemented yet.
According to local officials, Israeli forces targeted high-rise towers, apartment buildings, and bombed thousands of other sites. More than 260 people were killed, and at least 2,000 others were injured. Basic services were severely disrupted. According to the Ministry of Housing in Gaza, only 200 residential units have been rebuilt. Israel also destroyed 50 media offices in Gaza, including Al Jazeera's. At the time, Israel said Hamas operatives were using the building, but presented no solid evidence to back this claim.
We are certain that the person who gave the order to strike and destroy Al Jala Tower is the same person who gave the order of breaking Jawar's arm in Sheikh Jarrah, and is the same person who gave the order of the assassination of Shireen Abu Akleh, and he is the one who must be revealed and presented to the international trial.
Today, as we recall the memories of the bombing of our Gaza office, we are once again under attack. After the killing of our colleague Shireen Abu Akleh, who was covering an Israeli raid in Jenin. After a year of working from various locations and temporary offices, Al Jazeera now has a new Gaza bureau. But Gaza, like the rest of the Israeli-occupied territory, has always been one of the most difficult areas for journalists to cover. But it has never deterred us from our mission to report the news. Yumna Seyed, Al Jazeera, Gaza.